Hi, this is Allison, and this month I reread Lady Claire Is All That.
And I'm Kales, and I read it for the first time.
Welcome to Novel Predictions, everybody.
Hi, welcome to Novel Predictions. This is a podcast where two friends make each other read books.
Sometimes they're great.
Sometimes, like, spoilers, this one, not so great. And we try and predict the ending, the one of us that has not read it. And sometimes, though, the one who is rereading it also is trying to predict the ending because they completely forgot what happened.
Also in the case of this book.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, we read Lady Claire Is All That by Maya. It wasn't Randolph.
It's Rodale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think I texted you this. I was listening to the audiobook and the audiobook was fine, but I was having trouble listening to it on multi-speed. And sometimes it's just easier for me to kind of skim read it. And I was like, let me go get the physical copy and see if it's at La Second and Charles, because I couldn't find it anywhere else. It's like not really published anymore, I think. Mm. And of course, they had Lady Bridget's Diary and Chasing Lady Amelia. But did they have Lady Claire Has It All? No, they did not. And I was like, well, fine. And so I had to get it from the library and get it as an ebook, which is not my favorite form of reading, is why I'm really glad that exists.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm going to try and not be a negative Nancy, but it's going to be difficult.
What are your initial thoughts?
God, I did not like this book. I really, really did not like this book. I struggled to find things that I liked about it.
Uh-huh.
And I had hopes that there would be more of a redemption for either character. It did not happen at all. If anything, I almost DNF'd it, girl.
You can't.
I know I can't. I didn't. But I almost texted you being like, I can't finish this book because when she...
The glasses, that part, I almost was like, threw my phone across the room. Sorry.
The glasses. And then when she decided she was going to change, I was like, it's fucking Greece. When she decided she was going to change herself, even though it was like to win the bet and to see if he really loved her for her and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Some bullshit ass reasons. I was like, we've hit Greece levels. I'm out. I'm out. I'm not here for it. Oh, no. There was none of the good of anything that I tried to predict in it. None of it happened. The book should have ended 40 pages before it actually ended. The ending was lame. There was no grand... It was just... Dear God, it was not my favorite. The one and only thing, and I'll start here.
Okay.
The reason it is a 2-star and not a 1-star for
me. All right, okay.
I thought she did the buildup of the sex scenes very well.
Mm.
And I liked the fact that it felt different to me, that it was talking about, like, instead of, like, heart and head, it was, like, head and body, which I thought was actually really cool. I appreciated the buildup of the sex scenes until they just went away and never came back. And it was like, oh, we're just never going to get physical again or never going to kiss again. And we're going to have these stupid decisions like, oh, now that we've made out and he fingered me in the library of his study, we're never going to hang out again. And it's like, I'm going to avoid him at all fucking costs. And it's like, what? All the tension you just built up that was like actually really good chemistry between the two, physical chemistry between the two of them, went away. And then it was like, oh, the first time we're going to fucking do it is in like a corridor and behind a locked door. We're not even going to make it to a bed. And then it never happens again. And I was like, what the fuck? So.
Yeah, well, because it happens like in the book ends.
That's it. It's like we had sex now.
We had sex now. Next day, ask for your brother if he's cool if I marry you.
Also, that scene was shitty too.
Next part of the book is an epilogue years later.
I know. And it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna rush to the place where she's presenting her paper, when originally there was all this bullshit about her not being able to speak there, but now she's presenting there.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ask her to marry me in front of all these people and take away her moment of presenting her paper.
Yeah.
Oh, by overshadowing it with getting married. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck that. 7 Ways to Sunday. So that's why it was a 2, not a 1. Those are my good parts. So I didn't like it very much. What did you think having reread it?
I also didn't like it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like as you were reading it, there's not a world where you were like, Allison likes this book.
No, I couldn't. I was like, I had to think to myself, I was like, when did Allison read this?
And I
was
like, this has to be what it is.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this last time too, but like this has to have been early in my like romance reading.
I would have to think so.
In order to have even blipped.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the titles are cute.
And it's cute that
they're it's a cute concept.
Right. I mean, though, when they did the whole Wednesdays We Were Pink bullshit, I was like, I wrong franchise. Where are you at right now? You just threw in Mean Girls they're for just, no like, reason. All the,
well, that's Bridget's, even though it's not.
It's Bridget's. Bridget Jones has nothing to do with We Were Pink on Wednesdays.
I know. Yeah, they're just like all every 90s movie they can think of. There was a moment, and I already, you know, spoiled what that was, but when he, the whole scene where he, like, her glasses fell off, and then he was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful.
What were your thoughts on it?
I immediately went to Barbie, to the Barbie movie where they have that, like, parody scene of
Ryan
Gosling taking the glasses off of the Barbie and being like, see, we just couldn't see your eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I screamed. I was like, yeah. You did not just do that.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go a route here. It pisses me off because glasses are a disability tool.
And
it's like saying to somebody.
Well, and she does say, like, I can't see.
I know, but she suffers through it. It's like saying to somebody who needs a cane to help them walk, a mobility aid.
Yeah.
And saying, you're prettier without your cane.
Right.
Like, how are you wear glasses. So yeah. It's just like your eyesight is not great without your glasses.
No, it's quite bad.
They are a necessity. Yes. I have glasses. However, I don't need them for basic seeing. Mine is a muscular thing. So it's different. But it's like your husband coming up to you and being like, Allison, you're prettier without your glasses.
Well, especially in a world where you can't wear contacts.
Exactly.
And I also thought it was interesting that they like went there with the trope.
And then wanted to vomit.
I know. And then it came up so many times. But then
he gave her glasses instead of a ring at the end.
Did he? I was like, obviously not paying attention.
No, he literally, this is a line that he said. He gives her a pair of glasses to say, it's because I love you for you.
So that was what I thought was kind of funny was he was like, at first he was like, she's so beautiful. And then it was like, not that she was prettier without her glasses, but that he wanted to be the only one who saw her.
Vomit.
That way. So vomit. It was like, so she can only be
pretty for in you. That way for you.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely expected him to be redeemed.
Didn't happen.
Here it is. I found it.
Yeah.
Fox reached into his pocket and pulled out a pair of spectacles that he pressed into Claire's hand. I'll still get you a ring, of course, but I wanted to give you these because I want you, Claire, not any other woman, and not you trying to be like other women, just you. With that, her heart skipped a beat. That was love.
That was happiness. And she knew with absolute certainty that Fox was the man for her because he challenged her to be better and supported her endeavors because he set her aflame with his touch.
Because he was kind and he knew how to kiss a girl.
That's all you need, apparently.
That's all you need. Yeah, I thought that he would be redeemed or like developed,
I guess. He didn't do anything except reject the hot one.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have the sacrifice. He didn't have the grand gesture of losing the bet, right? Because she decided to win it for him, which right. was stupid. And then the book suddenly continued on. And I was like, we've been building up to this entire bet the whole time. And then there's like a whole after scene. Like, what are we doing here? And then the hot one shows up that jilted him. And he's like, no, I actually love her. And that's it. And then they go fuck in a closet. Like, what?
Yeah. I really hoped that, I can't remember his name, Williams or whatever, the like academic that she was with.
I was pissed. I feel like he might be gay.
You wanted them to be together.
Yeah.
So my hope was that he would be like, cause she says Mullen once, like he's my like ideal man in terms of intellect and whatever.
Yeah.
And,
but the other guy's going to be a good fuck.
Well, but I thought that he would like, be like, oh yeah, you can write the paper, and then like not put her name on it,
right,
or something
to like make him a butthead, because otherwise it's like you don't know what he's like in the sack just because the other dude set your loins on fire, which BT dubs, her loins have never been set on fire, doesn't necessarily mean like how long term are we going here, right. Feels very temporary. Yeah. It feels very like college romance that you think you're gonna end up with this dude forever and it's gonna like die.
I don't feel like there was ever a point in this book where I was like, oh, they are like compatible in this way.
Nope. Just physically.
I think they could have leaned into the fact that a lot of sport is science and math.
I thought the same thing.
They didn't do that.
Nope. There was like one offhanded line that
about
they
boxing.
Gave.
About boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he took her to the boxing match.
And he was like, this one's really technical and this one's not.
Right.
Yeah. And but there was, we didn't talk about that at all.
Well, they didn't talk about it with each other. She made the discovery herself. Her internal monologue was about it, but she never conveyed that to him.
Yeah.
And never like validated, hey, you are smart. Because that was one of my predictions, was I was like, I think she's going to see in him that it is actually really smart. But she never validated that.
Yeah, they were both like kind of shitheads.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, he's a gentle giant and he's hot and he's kind and he's hot and he cares for this dog and he's hot. Like,
yeah,
what? Like, it was weird. I never
there was no
fell for them.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I felt very like uninterested in them because they were not interested in each other other than physically.
So I went back and I reread the plot line of She's All That, right? Because yeah. That's because even though we talked about it being My Fair Lady and my, which it really wasn't actually, he didn't help her do anything, mind you.
Yeah. The only thing he did was like take her to a couple of lectures.
Right. He didn't teach her or make her he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
For her. At all, except fuck her a couple of times with his fingers once. And I'm like, and then like,
yeah, well, and
kiss her.
Yeah, he was, you would expect like the reveal or something to have happened earlier so that he could have trained her in some way. But I feel like part of this book was like, he's just dumb. So he doesn't even know where to start.
Right. And so then other people do it. Like Francesca has to do it for him.
But it's totally off screen.
It's awful. And I don't understand it. Like, why? It shouldn't have been a plot point at all, actually. It didn't add anything.
Yeah.
And the whole when the guy revealed his hand, again, I called that, but
yeah,
it was pointless and didn't hurt as much because also, like, he just kind of gave up. He was like, yep, I'm sorry. And it's like, I'm going to woo her with flowers and all this is shit. And she, like, kept up her ruse for the ending felt so rushed. Oy vey. I was just not happy. Like I said, the one little pity star is I did like the buildup of the sex scenes. I actually thought that their physicality was really good. And when it got to that point in the library, I like thought we were going somewhere with it in the sense of like maybe during their physicality, like she could. I wanted there, I guess, to be more teaching, more exploration of each other, more of an understanding that wasn't just internal, but was actually communicated between the two of them.
Yeah.
And so I liked the lead up of that. And I did like her revelation about like, your body is important too, and that it can be utilized, which is a skill, right? Like, I think that was a little bit of growth for her of realizing, I'm dead serious though, but of like realizing that it's not just brains that matter. It gave her like a slight little smidget of understanding towards others, which was nice, but that wasn't enough to satisfy me in the slightest. It was enough for a pity star, but that's what that second star is.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
I don't know.
It makes me want to read something that she's written in the last 2 years.
Exactly.
Years.
Like, she's not a bad writer.
No, this the writing had was fine.
This had a bad plot.
The plot was bad.
The plot was bad. The writing was good. Sex scenes were good.
Yeah,
was
the
there
sex
were more
scenes
of
were
them.
Good. Yeah, I think that they could have gone a little slower, maybe.
I also hated the jump cut things. I didn't need to know what location I was
yeah,
in
and
every
was
time.
Like 2 minutes late. Or like, as Lady Claire's walking away, after Lady Claire walks away.
I was like, I don't need this.
It's okay. We actually don't need quite so much time differential. I'm trying to look at the author and see.
I think it has to do with the fact that she was trying to put all three stories simultaneously together.
That it just got clunky and weird.
Yeah. That's okay. I can go into
predictions. Yeah, talk about your predictions.
Yeah. So some of the things that I remember that I predicted that I did get right.
Okay.
Was I was right that the guy was going to reveal it.
Yes.
That Mulbrew, whatever his name is, the bad guy.
Mulberry.
I don't think that's right. But he was going to reveal himself, which he did.
Okay.
I was proud of that. That part of her motivation was going to be her family, right?
Yeah,
in
yeah,
her
yeah.
transformation. I did think that he was going to reveal his hand to her and be like, not necessarily like, here's why I'm doing this, but I want to help you type of thing. And like maybe come up with a different wager for her. And her motivation for going through with it was going to be her family. So I was right in the sense that her family was a motivation with her turning into a dimwit
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like, yeah, pretending to be.
Pretending to be someone else. His whole part of it was completely wrong.
Yeah.
I also was completely wrong about her. Actually, I wasn't completely wrong, but I was thoroughly disappointed because I said he was going to lose the bet in a grand gesture, right?
Right.
Which he didn't, and I was wrong on that front.
He was going to, though.
I know. But she saved him from having to do that, which pissed me off because I wanted him to fall. He needed to lose.
Yeah.
To help him grow and help him learn. And it wasn't just his intent I wanted to see. I wanted to actually see his reaction to it, which to me is more important. And we didn't get that opportunity. But I was kind of right in a weird way that like she was going to circumnavigate and figure out a weird way to get the dog back.
Yeah.
But I thought he was.
That you were right there.
Right. I said that. But I thought he was going to have to actually lose the dog first. Not like I wanted to see the dog be taken away and him experiencing that loss and then recovering from it rather than her just anticipating it and seeing the problem ahead of time and being like, this is dumb. I'm going to fix it. And he will never suffer. Privileged white man.
I felt like you were totally right about her saving the dog. Just kind of wrong about order of operation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel like you predicted that he would have a lot of growth or that she would like really.
No, I didn't say that they would have met.
So that
I didn't,
was right.
Yeah, I said they wouldn't have much if they did. Yeah. I said I wanted them to have more, but I didn't get the impression that they were going to.
Yeah.
There was no like real grand gesture.
No.
Because I don't count a proposal like that as a grand gesture. Usually it's like a grand gesture apology. So like I didn't really call one of those. And the one big thing I missed was the fact that I thought he was going to pull her in on it. And I thought that he was going to actually, the two things were, I thought that he was actually going to help her. Like,
right. Like do anything.
Like very Henry Higgins of like, this is the curriculum we have set in place and here are your lessons and here's what, we're going to teach you how to walk with a book on your head. We're going to teach you how to, you know.
But she would have to be in on it for any of that to happen.
Right. But I thought, remember, I thought right, that they would. Well, I thought he wouldn't reveal his whole hand, but it would be some. I said that he was going to be like, he wasn't going to reveal his true reasons. Or, right. Like, you're an embarrassment. You want your sisters happy. I will help you do this. I need a reputation. I need a project, something. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But he wasn't going to give his true hand. I was wrong on that because he didn't help her at all. It was, in fact, he did nothing. Except kiss her.
Yeah, pretty
much. And wake her body up.
He became, or was the entire time, essentially useless.
Yeah, basically. And he still got the girl. And then he just moped the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I won the thing, but I lost her. Sad day.
And instead of being, instead of talking to her at that ball.
Yeah.
The very first one being like, no, I love you for you. Like, if you really want to do this one night to keep my dog, that's sweet of you. But after
I thought
that,
that's
stop
where,
it.
Right. But no.
When she kept going, I was very confused.
That's why I said I thought the book should have ended 40 pages sooner than it actually did. There was no reason for Miss Hot Stuff to come back.
Well, and for her to just like continue to look simpering, like for what?
Till her paper comes out? Who cares? Helping her sisters was like a secondary thing.
But it had nothing to do ever to do with her.
Nope.
Fitting in.
I know. And that was really annoying to me.
Yeah. It's like she wrote the plot two ways and then instead of, and didn't edit them out like
it
separately.
Was very odd and just annoying.
She could have leaned into that part.
I would have been down for it. Like I constructed this whole thing on that idea of like, okay, I can get behind this whole wager, improve the girl bullshit. But like, I feel like he can't have been that dumb. And like, if he had an ounce of any of that in him, he would have been able to recognize like, hey, her being on my side for this is like much more helpful to like actually get this done.
Yeah.
And to do this, like, there was potential. Even in the beginning when I was not enjoying myself, I was like, okay, I'm on it. I'll follow through. We'll see where this goes. But even I looked up the plot of She's All That and it doesn't go like this. Like, She's All That. They go to the prom, right? And it gets revealed at the prom after she does her whole transformation bullshit that it was a bet. She gets pissed off and runs away, right? The dude is like, yep, I fucked that up. And like gives up the prom king stuff, pisses off the friends, lets it go, comes back to find her. Mm-hmm. And like they dance by the pool. He agrees that like he lost. She didn't win prom queen and he didn't win and it was okay and all of that stuff. And then he openly is naked on graduation day with the soccer ball, right? Like, he goes through with his end of the bargain for having lost the bet, right? Which is his moment of hubris of like, right. I got the girl. I didn't need to win. And this one was stupid because he just never lost anything.
Yeah.
And the loss of her was not dramatic enough to endear us to him at all.
Yeah.
At all. Also, he never did anything that interested her.
Right.
That pissed me off because he only ever went to the lectures. But did he ever try and understand what she was talking about? Did he ever like openly encourage her to do her writing and stuff? No. He just,
I don't even think he knew about it.
But even at the end of it, he said, I could listen. I don't know what you're talking about, but I could listen to you talk about it all day.
Yeah.
Which to me is a sign of disrespect. At least like try and pay attention to what I'm saying. Ask questions. Be an engaged listener. Don't just watch my mouth move and wish it was on your dick. Right. Like don't do that. And it was frustrating. Whereas like at least even in She's All That, he goes to an art class with her and like. They paint together and it's like, yeah. You know, cutesy and stupid, but there's an act of him trying to get to know her.
Right.
And this time it just didn't. There was none of that.
It fell very short of like.
So short.
Yeah. Endearing.
So, yeah, I think I got things right, but for all the little out of order and wrong reasons, if I'm remembering.
Yeah, I think you were building in a lot more plot than this book had.
Which is unfortunate because it could have.
Yeah.
I don't know easily. If I would have liked it any better. It might have gotten up to a 3 for me, but a 3 is a solid 3. This is really more like a 1.5.
Yeah.
What did you rate rereading it?
Probably a 2.
Yeah.
It would have to be like I hated this book for it to be a 1.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate it. It was just not very good.
No. I feel like
the plot was just bad.
It was such a bad plot. But again, writing wasn't bad. Sex scenes were good. Needed more of them, though. They just dropped off. I was like, did you forget you're writing a Regency romance, honey? Like, we went from 0 to 100 real quick here about stealing kisses, and then nothing happened.
Yeah. How many pages were left in the book whenever they had sex?
Because there was an epilogue right after. Or he did the marriage proposal, and then there was an epilogue. So 1.
Right. So it didn't really drop off. The book just ended.
Mm-hmm.
They could have
No. There was... So they did the whole... There was lots of good like makeout scenes, steals in the garden, good kissing, all that stuff, alone time, the fingering in the study, and then nothing happened.
Oh,
for
until they
like
had sex
10 or 12 chapters until that sex scene in the second to last chapter.
Right, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yes, understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a weird dry spell.
Yeah. It was odd.
Okay, so we both disliked this one.
Yeah, it's not worth a read to me. I feel like there's so many other better Regency romances. I mean, honest to God, Sarah McLean, like, mm-hmm. Give me those any day of the week.
Tessa Dare.
Yeah.
Also love her.
You know, if there's other ones like that, you maybe more like American history, Beverly Jenkins mm-hmm. is really great. Fuck, Amelie Howard has good ones. Meg Frampton. I'm looking at my shelf right now and I'm just like, Lenora Bell. You said Tessa Dare, right?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of improved plots, what are you going to make me read?
We're taking a very huge departure.
Okay. Is this a punishment or is this?
No,
okay.
This is. No. Actually, you're welcome.
Oh, God.
Because this book is like 60,000 words.
Oh.
It's short.
Yeah.
And little.
Okay.
So you're welcome.
Okay.
It'll be easy to read. The audiobook is only 6 hours long.
Wow.
So that gives you mm-hmm. an indication. Seth's read this book, believe it or not.
Okay.
Kelsey's read this book because of me. Steve, Seth's dad, has read this book. A lot of people have read this book. You have not read this book. It's a mystery.
Okay.
Recently turned into a really terrible movie with Kenneth Branagh, Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, you did tell me you were going to make me read this.
I did. But it's short. It's nice and short.
It's short, and I've never seen the movies or anything.
No, you know nothing. So this this is a good one to do. Okay. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I definitely don't know, like, the mystery. Like, yeah. I don't know how it ends.
Yeah. So, Murder on the Orient Express by Agatha Christie. I'm excited to delve into it. Like I said, the audiobook is only 6 hours. There's full cast audios.
Yeah.
It's, like... can be a really enjoyable listening experience.
Nice.
You can listen to it really quickly straight through. I am not going to give you a lot. At the beginning, it might be shorter than we normally read in our thing, because it is a short book.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's true mystery. Like, true whodunit. No supernatural. We're not going to get a ghost at the end. Some bullshit. It's like... She is the queen of mystery. She, Agatha Christie, elevated mystery from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, like, for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I adore her and her work. And this is just, like, the quintessential one.
And so. I've never read any Agatha Christie.
So. Not any of them? Mm-mm. You've never seen her plays or anything?
No.
Oh, man. Like, this is pretty cool for me. Like, I am a nerd. Agatha Christie nerd.
Well, and I feel like I didn't really get into mystery until pretty recently.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that I've never read any Agatha Christie, but I'm excited to read this one.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited because, like I said, it's a bit of a departure, but it's nice and short, which in our lives is good right now. Yeah. And I think it will intrigue you more than like one would initially think.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Yay! Well, if you haven't read Murder on the Orient Express with us, or if you haven't read it, please read it with us. If you have read it, reread it because it's fun and you can pick up on things that you might have missed in previous reads. I've read it like 3 or 4 times. And so I'm excited. And I will reread it because I just like it. And I want to know the details because it is a mystery. So I'm going to work hard to not say anything.
Yeah. Not give any hints.
Yeah. So follow us on Fable as we will add this to our next book club reading list, and we'll let you all know on there what our reading percentage is for the beginning here.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah, don't read this book. Watch the movie. She's All That instead, and enjoy some 90s nostalgia and some Freddie Prinze Jr. And maybe pick up another Maya Rodel.
And yeah, try one of her modern ones. She had one come out in 2023. So
yeah, so like
she's still writing.
And exactly, like never a diss, like no diss on her, just not our favorite book of hers. So
yeah,
try something different. But you know, I'm glad we got one on here that wasn't an instant hit.
Yeah, because I don't think we've had one that we like
bashed felt so bad.
Yeah, felt bad about in season 2 yet. So
nope. So it was good.
Gotta get it sometime.
Yep, we did it. All right. Well, I'm Kales.
And I'm Allison.
Keep making novel predictions. Bye.